Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, here with the ever-curious Jamie. How are you doing today, Jamie?
Hey, Alex. I'm doing great, especially excited for today's episode. We're talking about something that seems straight out of a sci-fi novel, aren't we?
Absolutely, Jamie. Today, we're exploring the Cursor AI Editor 2.5, a tool that's redefining the game for developers in 2026. It's not just any IDE, it's an AI-native coding environment that's got the tech community buzzing.
AI-native. So we're not just talking about a fancy autocomplete feature here, right?
Far from it, Jamie. Cursor AI Editor is like the Iron Man suit for developers. It supports a range of AI models, including GPT 5.2, Claude Sonnet 4.6, and Gemini 3 Pro, making it a powerhouse for code generation, refactoring, and even multi-file editing.
Wait. Multi-file editing? So if I tell it to refactor some middleware to support multi-tenant sessions, it can do that across multiple files?
Exactly. You're catching on quick. Cursor's Composer can handle complex requests, modifying multiple files in one sweep. It's like having a team of AI devs at your fingertips.
Okay, that sounds incredibly powerful. But how easy is it to get started? I mean, not all of us have a PhD in computer science.
That's the beauty of it. Setting up Cursor is a breeze. Download, install, and you're basically done. It indexes your repository, making your entire code base AI accessible. You can start chatting with your code in less than 5 minutes.
Chatting with my code? Sounds like my Friday nights just got more interesting.
Definitely more productive, at least. And when it comes to adoption, major players like Coinbase and eBay are already on board. It's not just a tool for small projects. It's scaling up for enterprise-level development.
Impressive. But here's a million-dollar question. How does it compare to GitHub Copilot? That's been the go-to for a lot of developers up until now.
Great question. Think of GitHub Copilot as a helpful assistant, whereas Cursor AI Editor is more like a copilot with a deeper understanding of your project. With Cursor, you're not just getting autocomplete suggestions. You're getting a partner that can autonomously test, refactor, and document your code base.
So it's like moving from having a sidekick to a full-fledged superhero team. But with great power comes great responsibility and cost, I assume?
Well said, Jamie. Cursor does come with a pricing model that scales from a free hobby tier up to an enterprise level. But considering the productivity gains, it's a worthy investment for many companies.
This all sounds amazing, but I have to ask, any pitfalls or limitations we should be aware of?
As with any tool, there's a learning curve. For instance, large repositories might exceed token limits, leading to context cutoff errors. But for the most part, Cursor is designed to minimize such issues, offering more advanced models like Claude Sonnet 4.6 for larger contexts.
Got it. So basically, the future of coding is here, and it's called Cursor AI Editor. It sounds like it's not just changing how we write code, but transforming the entire development process.
Spot on, Jamie. Cursor isn't just another tool. It's a paradigm shift in software development, leveraging the full potential of AI to make developers' lives easier and more productive.
Well, I'm sold. Where do I sign up? But seriously, it looks like Cursor AI Editor is setting the stage for the future of coding, and I can't wait to see where it goes from here.
Absolutely, Jamie. And for those listening, if you're as excited about this as we are, head over to cursor.ch and check it out for yourself. That's all for today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the latest in tech. Until next time, keep coding, keep innovating, and stay nerdy.